something that when the rain hits it along the edge of the roof for the rain?
No, just let it come off on the ground.
Oh, you don't have one of those, though. No. What would you call those things?
Oh, I don't
know. Well, Jim down here has got one. That's this kind of a water trough type of thing
that
under his house.
Water trough.
Or have you ever heard, or gutter? Have you ever heard of
gutter and water trough?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got one on there.
Now, did you have a? You were telling me, I believe, that you had a smokehouse that out here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of buildings would you have out back?
That's it.
Well,
just a smokehouse
and mm-hmm. a barn down there. Now, Jim's got a hay barn down there.
Yeah, but we didn't build that.
But you did you have a barn at one time?
No, I had that down there and built something.
Right down here, this barn, Marson made here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a log barn.
Oh, you made that? You made that one?
Yeah. Covered in board, but rotted off, and boys put tin over it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did you ever have a place where you would store your tools?
Hmm?
A place to store your tools?
Tools,
and yeah, a little shed or anything for that?
Mm. Always stuck them under the bed, my top
oh,
broad
axe. Oh, that's what you...
Stuck my broad axe under the bed, chopping axe in the wood yard where it belonged.
Well, what would you call an outdoor toilet? You said now you had one inside. What did you call those they had outside?
They did have one.
Did you? What would you hear people call them?
Well, this people's got an outdoor toilet, but most of people now's got an inside toilet.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear it called a privy?
Mm-hmm.
A privy? Do you ever hear
it? Yeah, a privy is what they call them a whole lot that weren't privy shack outside, toilet outside, privy.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have anything like a place to store corn?
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that?
Crib.
Uh-huh.
Corn crib. That's
uh-huh.
down there. It's been plumb full of corn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
throw it over in there.
Well, now, what about a place? Did you have anything to store grain in?
Not in a long time. Used to have wheat garners, oats. Well, we sacked iron up and took it to mill where they could.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take it to.
What would you call a place where you'd store grain?
Hmm?
What would you call a place where you'd store grain?
Grain bin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. called a barn.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat garner, grain bin.
Now, the upper part of the barn, what would you call that? The the upper part of the barn?
Loft.
Loft.
Used to call it loft.
Uh-huh.
Put a loft in. Generally, they ain't got no upper part on the roof and rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Used to put a pole across and stack potter on sometimes, tops.
Well, now, did you ever fix hay?
Hmm?
Did you used to fix hay?
Pitch hay.
Pitch hay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, did you... When you were doing that, did you make the haystacks all the same shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to save fodder.
The biggest all I ever done was cut and cure it and haul it and throw it, putting the barn loose. But late years, they got the bay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the cutting tops, too, off of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Save the tops for
mm-hmm.
feed.
We used to use hay, corn top for hay all ahead, long ago.
Well, now, if you gathered in too much hay to put in the barn, how would you keep it outside?
Oh, stack it up and comb it down good and have a cap on it.
Cover it over.
And what would be the cap?
I generally use the best grass I could get
uh-huh.
and comb it down and
uh-huh.
all,